Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tobias Gribbin can hear fan.
Okay. But it's not ruining it for you because it's really loud here.
I bet you've got your fan on.
That will be it. I bought two fans. We had thunderbolts and lightning today, but it didn't break the heat. It did not break the heat. We had the thunderbolts and the lightning and a very, very wet, but the heat has not broken. So the fans were a good purchase.
I found the rain, although there wasn't very much of it in time, it was very thick. Wasn't it? It's very thick rain today. Big globs.
So I've got two fans. I've got this air cooler fan, and I've got a long fan, which is great. Thank you for that recommendation.
The tower fan.
And that is going upstairs to the bedroom. So I'm going to have a little bit of fun in the bedroom tonight. But I've got to be up early, take my car in for a service. That's boring. Happy birthday. By the way, the phone lines are open, 0203 286 6370.
How did you know it was my birthday?
You kept telling us. Hey, Malcolm.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine. And Happy birthday, Catherine.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you for answering my call.
Nearly didn't.
I know, I could see it in your eyes.
Yep, probably won't answer the next one.
What's your favourite pudding, please?
I'm a fan of the cheesecake.
Cheesecake. That's very nice for cream or ice cream. What about you, Catherine?
Me? I can't resist a chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse is nice. Yeah. Chocolate mousse, I like anything with custard.
Oh, custard is also a winner.
Why would you put anything with custard? Why are you not having the custard on its own?
I can, yes. You can have custard on its own, or you can have custard with mixed bananas. But my favourite is custard and apple pies.
Okay, thanks very much for clarifying that for us. I enjoyed it.
I think it's very important to know these things about your viewers.
Will you pack that in?
Sorry. Okay, well, thanks for the call, Malcolm.
There was cake this morning. I didn't think there was going to be any cake. I made myself some toast and thought, oh, well, this is what happens when you're the grown-up in the house. No, no, no. What happens when you're this grown-up in the house is that the doorbell goes at 10 o'clock.
Ah, this is lovely.
And you're still in your My Little Pony pyjamas. Yes, but that was what I was wearing
last night. My Little Pony, skinny and bony.
It was Rainbow Dash. And my mum was at the door, and my mum and dad, and she had a cake, and she'd also put a birthday girl banner on my front door, which I thought was lovely.
Were there any other kids' TV songs where you changed the lyrics?
Yeah, He-Man.
Go on, what was the He-Man one? Because I learned this in my 20s when I was growing up with a girl called Tessa, and she taught me this, and I thought it was hilarious, and then we spent a whole night writing new versions. So you go.
Something like, it went, who's got the power to pick up a flower?
The version I had, and maybe Gatford, who's sexing it up, look at him, Kardashian.
Oh,
I don't know if you have any siblings, Kardashian, but you should go and do a shower
shoot
with them right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all recognise this angle as the... Yeah.
It's not what it is the iPad with you on is on the corner of the elbow,
And then so
and the blue is on the lappy.
Yeah.
We and had. It takes him an hour to pick up a flower.
Oh, right, okay. There was definitely flowers involved though, right?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Can't remember, but we had so much fun.
Yeah.
Power of Greyskull, wasn't it?
It was the Power of Greyskull, yeah.
By the way, sorry, we just have to go. Has anyone spotted Bond? It's quite an obvious one today.
Yes.
It's quite an obvious one today.
He's in the Vectrex.
No, he's not. That is... no, that's just a reflection of the screen in the Vectrex. That's just a reflection. King Mike has got it. Malk E. Carroll has got it. Here he is. He's up there. Hang on a second. Let's just... where is he? Hang on. We've lost.
It's quite a long rope today.
Here he is. Unbreak my heart. Say you love me. He's got a Cher tattoo on his left tit.
Oh, that's where I'd have mine.
He's got a Cher tit tattoo.
Two things. Number one, happy birthday, Curly Calf.
Thank you.
Number two, Ian, will you stop preening yourself, please? It's so off-putting. No, stop it. Calf, make him put it down.
Don't lick it.
Messages via the internet to I don't know who and I don't know when, but
barbers. Oh,
is it a call to hairdressers across the nation? What is it?
I don't know what it is.
Can I tell you what I did today?
Go on.
Okay, I started watching Heroes again. Because
I was thinking about Heroes yesterday because Series 1 was supposed to be excellent, but I only have got halfway through it because from then on, Series 2 was rubbish. And then didn't Series 3, didn't they ask the audience to write it?
They might have asked somebody dumb. It all went on an island, didn't it? It all went a bit lost. They all went and lived on an island.
I don't know. I thought Series 3, that Series 2 was... Series 1 was such a hit.
I liked it. I don't think I watched much more, though.
Hayden Panettiere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Series 2 apparently was just awful. And then the writers came out and said, we're really sorry. We got it wrong.
We need your help
to make Series 3 good. Can you tell us what you want to see in it?
Is it because there was a writer's strike?
Nope.
Oh.
The writer's strike happened in the middle of Series 2.
Nope.
You did.
I'm not disputing that.
That's not the reason why.
What I'm disputing...
Oh, okay.
And I'm correct to dispute this because I was involved in the industry very, very heavily at the time,
uh-huh.
is that the writer's strike had anything to do with the terrible quality of Series 2, Season 2. Well, wasn't the writer's strike. It was arrogance.
I believe I can disagree because I was involved in a popular TV podcast at the time, so also in the industry.
You did a thing called Custard TV podcast, which I think about six people listened to.
Oh, no.
And four of them were you.
Most of them were my family. That's fine. I don't care. It's not about the fame.
I was in close contact with people who worked on television shows in America, the country that Heroes came from.
I actually was in Heroes for 3 episodes, so I can tell you with some authority what happened.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number.
Could
you
take Brosnan out of my eye line, please? Because I'm finding that quite, I don't know, my personal space has been invaded.
This is not against TOS to have Brosnan like this. This is not against TOS.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely
that
sure.
That is. No, not. Don't put Cher there.
I'm just trying to...
No.
What? I'm just trying to get Brosnan.
Stop it.
Happy birthday, Kath. Merry Christmas, Ian. I'll see you guys later. Bye. Let's get rid of Beachy Brosnan.
I don't like. He's got like a camel toe there, and I'm finding it a bit off-putting.
Let's Bond. There's the Bond we all know and love. You want to take this call, birthday girl?
Not really, but shall we anyway?
Go on then.
Hello.
Good evening, Catherine. Good evening, Ian. Happy birthday, Catherine.
Thank you.
Here's the birthday girl, guys.
Long time listener, second time caller.
You don't get anything for that. Absolutely nothing.
Now, I phoned you for the first time back in January when I was on holiday in Australia. I was doing a stand-up comedy course for my 50th birthday.
Oh, I remember that, yes. Vaguely.
And I was congratulating you on all the publicity you do for Samaritans. I was a Samaritan for 15 years.
Yeah.
So what happened with the comedy? What happened with the comedy career?
Well, prior to lockdown, it was going well. I've got an audition for next year's Britain's Got Talent, and another showcase called "So You Think You're Funny."
Oh yeah, I did that. I got to the finals of that. It's a big old competition. I got to the finals of that in the Edinburgh Festival, and I was beaten by Tommy Tiernan.
Yeah, it's got quite an impressive list, actually. Peter Kay won it 1 year, yeah, and
I got to the
Lee
finals
Mark.
Of it, and no one acknowledges that. It's a big old comp. I got to the finals of it.
Oh,
thank
you. Well done.
Thank you. That's all I asked for, is a little bit of glory.
Congrats.
I'll be on my way.
I think people are finding the fireworks quite off-putting. So
it's your birthday.
Okay.
That's rude.
Well.
Okay. That's rude. Yeah, what would remind me of your name, please, caller?
Richard.
Richard. Richard. So, but that was all the that old was, days.
Yeah, the before times. What happened in the after times, as we know now?
After times, I came back from Australia. I started doing open mics, and then COVID hit us, so it kind of curtailed my comedy career a little bit before it really got started.
It would do. Yeah. So where are we now?
What, in terms of my stand-up?
In terms of life, the unsuspecting captive.
Oh. Well, I don't like to name drop.
But?
As I said to my auntie, the Queen, when I saw her at Christmas.
Here we go. Now we can see that this course has paid off.
Writing a lot of stuff, watching a lot of stuff, listening to you guys every night.
Thank you.
That'll sort you out.
And then, genuinely, guys, I think you're doing a brilliant show. I loved it on at the old place when you had those father and son callers a few years ago. My name is Melvin Hayes. I'm Sean Connery. I'll have a pickled gherkin.
Okay.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
I don't remember that bit.
I don't know what's going. Very poor numbers tonight. 555. I'm not doing anything till we get to 650.
But we're not going to get to 650 unless you do something.
No, we'll get more when I do nothing. So we're going to. I'm not doing anything. I'll answer any calls that come in, but I'm not doing anything. I mean, I'll just put them on air, but I'm not going to talk to them.
Oh.
I'm not working until we get to 650. Viewers. Okay.
Well, we're on 558 now.
Okay, well, we've got quite a long way to go. So I suggest you lot...
Grouty Old's getting upset, says he doesn't feel valued now.
You're not. So I'm not going anywhere until we're up to 650.
There's an unknown person.
I'll answer calls, but I won't talk to them.
Well, I think that's quite unfair. Hello there.
Please hold.
No. Not that again. Oh, who's this fine figure of a man?
Hello, I've got the t-shirt. It's bloody brilliant, man.
It's got a photograph of us on.
Oh, is he in a strop? Because he hasn't
no,
got
he's striking for views. Is that right? Is that what we call it now?
Yes. Anyway, happy birthday. I hope you've had a good day.
Thank you. Do you remember when Wurzel Gummidge got in a mood and he would do this? He'd turn back into a turnip. That's what Ian's doing.
Oh, well.
Exactly. Leave him to it, silly old sausage. Anyway, how's your day been?
Can I just say, read the numbers out now.
574.
It's working.
But it's creeping up, and this could take a long time.
It's
and I'm not
working.
Sure I can stand this.
It's working. I'm on strike for viewers.
It's funny you should say, the relationship with my eldest brother is thawing.
Oh.
And we've phoned each other a couple of times. And I told him about the diabetes, and he sent me a book about diabetes and how to sort of battle it and everything. So I rang back to thank him. It was a bit embarrassing because I'd forgotten his birthday.
Oof.
And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mike." That's not his name, but I'm sorry, Mike.
Wasn't offended by that.
I forgot your birthday. And he said, "Oh, well, I'd never expect a card from you, Alistair."
Oh.
Where's the justice in that? There isn't any. I'm going. Yeah.
What's that? That's complicated family lives there, covered in a very short amount of time. You all right there, Wurzel? My God, really? This is supposed to be making my life easier. Why are you making me work twice as hard? It's an unknown person. It could be anyone. Hello, unknown person. Listening to the stream.
Please hold.
We don't answer any more calls from unknown person. I think that's my call. What do you reckon? Come on. You normally love this kind of stuff.
Right, Momo Meister is very close to a timeout. If I were working, can we keep numbers low? It's better just being Kath.
Well, I have got a new... this is my birthday present from Ian. It's official, guys, so stop taking the mick.
That's a good present, isn't it?
That's
a great present.
So shiny. Is that your impression of me? Was that an impression of me?
Look at the numbers. My petulance is popular.
Or is it because it's just me?
I tell you what.
No!
I'll go and sit there.
Oh, no, don't. No.
I'll sit on the sofa.
My birthday wish is for you not to do that.
But maybe the numbers will go up. Let's find out.
Oh, God. But I don't know how to work the buttons.
I'm going to sit here with a cheap...
Is someone phoning up?
I'm going to sit here with a cheap carving of Mario.
It's not Mario for copyright reasons.
Yes, it is a Mario.
It's not a Mario.
It's a Mario.
It's a not a Mario.
It's a Dario.
Barrio.
Mario!
What is Mario's surname? Do we know? Does he have one?
You know, what was the first game that Mario appears in?
Donkey Kong.
What was his name in Donkey Kong?
The plumber.
Jumpman.
Jumpman? Oh, they couldn't keep that.
Why was it called Donkey Kong when there's no donkeys in it or Kongs?
Because he's a big donker. Why was it called Donkey Kong?
I can't remember. It's either they got the translation wrong... Or they thought Donkey Kong... They wanted, like, two really tough words. Mm. And so they just picked Donkey Kong.
Donkey's not a tough word. Donkey's a sweet little quaint word, isn't it? We're up to 616.
What?
We're up to 616.
So it's either you or my petulance.
Can we have you and a Mario? Mario is his name. Can Ian change the calendar? What? No, because he doesn't know how to work it.
I can't do this. I can't program it.
I can change it. Hang on.
I cannot program it. You right, love? Do you want to sit on my lap?
Get stuff.
Oh! What'd you get for your birthday? Attitude.
No, I had that at birth. It's genetic. It's one of the gifts. What my mama gave me. What's with the hat, by the way?
It's hot, so... Excuse me.
So you're being the man from Del Monte?
Great band.
They are a great band. 623. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. You're all, every single one of you, valued by me. He, on the other hand, is in a mood because you've only just arrived and he's been waiting for you to turn up. So he won't speak until we get to 650. Steve in Todd says, definitely Father Jack sitting in the corner there. Oh, dear. Ian's hat is more Tory MP at the cricket. It is a little bit, isn't it?
You bought it for me.
I did. I mean, you've sat on it or something, haven't you? It looks a little bit... Ian is kicking out some Patrick Truman vibes. Yes, Jen. Take the comfy chair. I've got a really comfy chair. I don't think anyone... I don't think you've really seen my chair, have you? Hang on. Everyone's saying that I'm not on the... I'm not on the dining room chair anymore. No, my friends, I'm on the luxury lady chair. 631. Thank you, everyone, who's become part of what I like to call the elite 631, the hardcore, who know the score. It is a nice chair, isn't it? What happened to me today? Yeah, so obviously my parents came round and did some guerrilla fly posting. I didn't realise that there was birthday girl, a banner on my door until they'd left. Thanks, Papa Moore, for cheering. I'm grateful. Oh, it's going down, 628. This could be a long night. They came over. And my girls were playing Ian's boys at that Fall Guys thing. We need 650 to get Ian back. And my dad couldn't work it out. Who are they talking to? I said, oh, some boys. I mean, my dad's face was a picture. So anyway, there we go. 631, Ian. What are you reading?
I'm reading And in the End, The Last Day of the Beatles.
You're quite near the front there, are you?
I've only just started it. Did you know that they approached Lord Beeching?
As in, Dr. Beeching?
Yeah. Mm. To manage them.
The railway man, why?
Yeah. Look, because Brian Epstein was dead.
Oh, okay. W960 has just subscribed for this. Thank you. I appreciate it. Ian is acting like the spoiled kid at the party, desperate for attention that the birthday girl is getting. I think that's harsh. I think that's very harsh. Then in the evening, my daughters had organised for a local restaurant to bring around some grub. So I've been treated.
Your daughters are 12, 11 and 8. I don't think
they've got staff.
I don't think they organised it.
They've got staff.
They phoned up the
645.
Local, they phoned up a local fish restaurant, did they? And got food and decided you wanted sea bass. Your 8-year-old did, right?
Well, she knows what mummy likes.
Your 8-year-old doesn't know how to make a cup of coffee.
Well, she does, but I would rather she wasn't anywhere near anything.
How did they pay for it? How did they pay for it? I don't want to burst your bubble, but there's no way those kids ordered that meal. They didn't. They couldn't. It would have been your husband, probably.
Why'd you have to burst their bubble? They felt like they'd done
it's
it. 657.
Shall we begin?
They thought that they think that they've got me a present as well.
Show business, mama. Here I come now, here we go. Singing the songs to make you laugh and cry.
Richard 4K2. Ian's behaviour isn't doing anything to help the viewing figures. Au contraire.
It's sending them right up to the sky. Gonna get you so high. Hey, 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 hey.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Did you see? Can I play that clip that we watched on Twitter?
Yeah, it was nice.
It's a really lovely clip, right?
By JB Brown, JG Brown.
Oh God! Look, really lovely clip that my sister retweeted.
Brian has gone
go full screen. So it's a, it's actually I've got to drag it over.
Gee, I might have survived this. I'm
stop.
Only 37.
So it's a really lovely clip, and it's an Australian guy. Looks like it's from the 90s. And I'm saying that it actually looks like it's from the 80s, but I'm factoring in it's Australia and stuff from the 90s, in my experience, now looks like stuff from the 80s. So I'm factoring all of that in, right? And he'd been in a coma. And while he was in, just before he got into a coma, he'd done a scratchy, as they call them in Australia.
A scratch card, yeah.
And he'd won a Jeep, right? And then he went into a coma. And so the news company, the TV company, got him to recreate what had happened, right? This is amazing. And this
advised
is all
to turn off his life support.
When I was lying in hospital and thought, gee, I mightn't survive this, I'm only 37, and at 37 I've got so much to look forward to.
He didn't know.
Stop. He's 37. I mean, how long ago did this happen to him? He's 37 still in this.
Well, he's 37 in that.
Gosh.
He's been in a coma. Called you love. Where did that come from? He's
from the same time that this is from. I think.
Much to look forward to.
He didn't know it, but that included an engagement, a new job.
So the TV company have got him to go in, as they do, because TV companies are really boring and have no artistic.
Well, they think you can't imagine someone scratching a scratch card, so they have to show you what
so
it looked like.
They filmed him doing a scratchy to illustrate that he did a scratchy before he went into a coma.
37. And at 37, I've got so much to look forward to.
He didn't know it, but that included an engagement, a new job, the new car, and even more good luck when we asked Bill to reenact buying his scratchy ticket.
I just won $250,000. I'm not joking.
You're not, are you?
I just won $250,000.
He's going to pass out.
He's going to go into a coma.
Oh,
please don't come. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? That is absolute magic. Captured on film. I'd never seen that before. And I thought that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well done, Bill Morgan.
Yeah.
I kind of want to make that pop up in there. There we go. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Isn't that lovely?
Isn't that lovely?
Actual joy, something nice happening.
Person calling in, withheld number. We ain't going to take your call because you're a B-E-L-C-H-E-E-S-E. The last E was just one long E. It wasn't two E's. B-E-L-C-H-E-E-S-E.
Nice.
There we go.
Thank you.
Told that guy. My hair looks... This. I'm really liking this.
That particular piece.
Yeah, come here. This bit. Not that bit so much. That I always get a hair growing just about here. One little hair.
Right.
But
a rogue.
This is looking so good.
Well done. I know you worked very hard for that. What are you doing with your mouth there?
Pouting.
That's nice.
I'm pouting.
So why aren't the viewing figures going up? They should be going up like rockets.
They'll go up. The word needs to get around that I'm pouting. There's my sister.
That is a nice moo.
There's my sister, there's my sister, Glitter Kitty Serve. Oh, Joe, I got sent a link. I got sent a clip, which we've not watched. I'll put it on YouTube. I don't know if I want to watch it here. Of me interviewing two members, me and Dougie, interviewing two members of Belle and Sebastian.
Was it Belle?
Yeah, I'll say yes. Okay.
And Sebastian.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say that?
Okay. It was Belle and Sebastian from the pop group.
And the cartoon.
Belle and Sebastian. No, it wasn't. It was the drummer. It was on Rise. They came on Rise, of all pieces of junk. Says Madonna. Why would you want to censor Madonna? I like it when she's a bit blue. I like it when she fellated the Jesus statue. Censor Madonna, you got something more to do. Censor Madonna, man, I'm really in love with you.
Oh, that's nice. What happened to Zucchero?
Well, it's that's American for cucumber.
More like a courgette, isn't it?
These are the lowest figures we've ever had. And do you know what? Good. 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 Because the ego controls man and woman.
I'm not.
The ego, the ego controls the human.
The man.
And the ego must be exposed. And the only way we can expose the ego is through denial. I had such a noisy day today, so noisy. The kids are here, and we had no hot water. We had no water at all. The water was turned off, and there were builders digging up stone slabs in my garden to fix a pipe, and it's cost me about 700 quid. And when Catherine came round, normally we watch a lot of crap on the TV.
There were three semi-nakeds in the living room. That's what happened when I came.
Me and
around.
The kids.
Yeah,
it was too hot.
Just wearing pants.
So hello, Brett.
How you doing?
None of your business.
Trying to cheer you up.
I don't need cheering up.
You do.
Oh.
No, I don't.
You do, you're moody.
I'm not moody.
Shots fired.
Going to play your alphabet game, birthday special.
Go on then, I'll beat you.
Close, yeah? I'll start.
Jimmy Messer says, I'm going to do a really good joke here. Jimmy Messer says, I think not interacting with the chat is the main issue. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Go on then, Brett.
Right, clothes, things you wear.
Clothes?
Apron.
Okay.
Okay.
Apron.
Can it be hats?
Yeah.
Beanie.
Oh. Culottes.
Dungarees. Yes.
Epaulettes.
Nice. Where did that come from? French.
Brett chuckling at his own game.
A fanny pack.
You wear it. You wear it.
Is that a bum bag?
Yep.
Yes, in America.
Shroud has got 500,000 viewers. Well, good for Shroud. Good for Shroud. Is it the Turing Shroud? Everyone's watching Twitch is becoming so popular, even the Turing Shroud has got his own channel. It's not really Jesus.
No, it's just gravy, isn't it?
That gave you plenty of time there, Brett, to have a think.
Gloves.
Nice.
Hats.
That's rubbish.
Oh.
Ten.
No, no, nine, no, no.
Find them, climb her out, climb her out.
Six.
Insoles.
Five.
What's that?
Insoles.
You put them in your shoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you,
really. Ten.
Yeah. Jeans.
Khakis.
Oh.
I got locked out. Oh, did I tell you about this?
No.
You know, I went into town earlier to get some fizzy pop.
I'm aware of that, yeah.
Right. I couldn't... I got into town and I bought all this stuff. I ordered all this shopping because the kids were in. I need to get lollies and fizzy pop and all of this. I might go and get a Coke, actually. And then I'd lost my keys and I couldn't get into my car.
No.
Oh, God, it was a nightmare. I couldn't get into my car.
It's too hot for panic.
It's too hot for panic. But then what I did was I just rubbed, like, my butt cheeks on the car and it opened up. Do you know why? I was wearing my khaki trousers.
Oh, no. No, mate.
Yes, mate.
No, mate.
That was yes, mate. Bad.
No.
Can I tell you a little joke?
No, mate. Go on.
What do you call a big ant?
What do you call a giant?
Oh, bullet. Oh, sorry.
Ooh,
okay,
dear.
Have you...
L. Leather chaps.
I met a couple of them the other day.
Am I on in there?
M.
Doesn't even know the alphabet, this guy.
Mittens.
Nice!
Yes.
Knickers.
No.
Yep.
Knickers starts with a K.
I don't think it does.
It does.
I'm going to Google knickers.
Don't Google knickers.
Need to go back to school, boy.
Yeah.
I need to do a little bit more research to see if I'm right or wrong.
Apparently, knickers is a soft whinnying sound. Knicker!
Look at those. All right.
Happy anniversary, knickers. With your lover's face on.
All right. Nice socks.
No?
No.
Okay. Naughty underwear.
No.
Well, you let me have leather chaps, and that's a describing word.
Nighty.
Okay. Oh.
Timer, Ian, timer.
P10 9 8 7
Pants.
Yes. Q.
Q.
You're out.
No, I'm not. Why am I out? I haven't had my go yet.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
I don't think quimleaf is one, Happy Tree. A quiver.
Of arrows?
Yeah, it's
is
what
it
you wear.
Clothing? It's more equipment.
It's an insole. It's insoles clothing. You wear. It's a fanny pack clothing. It's exactly the same as a fanny pack, but for Robin Hood. A quiver.
I said, "What you can wear it as well." So
yeah, you can wear a quiver,
raincoat.
Yeah, but stockings.
Oh, you went there.
Happy birthday!
That's my birthday, not yours, mate.
Tassels.
Uniform.
V. 5 4 3 2
Vest.
Waterproofs.
Oh,
five,
no.
4 3 2
X-ray specs.
That's a good one.
5 4 3 2 1
Yellow trousers.
Goodbye.
Yellow trousers.
Goodbye, Brett.
Bye.
Of course he should have gone for Y-front, Matt. Y-fronts.
I'm going to get myself a proper cowboy hat. If anyone wants to send me a proper cowboy hat, then...
Rather than a... Get! Which is what you've got on at the moment.
Get off my farm! Brett, what do you want? Brett's done a pocket dial.
Brett.
Brett's on a pocket dial, like an idiot.
When will he realise?
You know, like idiots do.
Does that mean he only watches his bit?
Yeah. Brett!
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 Brett! Brett!
As soon as he says yes, hello, I'm going to hang up on him. He hung up on me. So that's the show. That's really the show. It's too hot to... to do a show. It's too hot to do a show, but we are...
We're doing one.
We're going to do it. It's the toughest... It's the toughest... job in the world. It is the toughest job in the world. There was not weird feedback on that call, so I don't know. I mean, unless someone in the chat has said something weird about it,
they often
giving
do.
Feedback, in which case I can't help you with that. But something I can help you with is what you gonna do if you got a load of old crap you need to get rid of. You're gonna call SommersWasteSolutions.com 0333 577 744. SommersWasteSolutions.com for all of your getting rid of stuff needs. They will make your, that is a technical term, they will make your company greener. They will probably save you money. If you've got loads of different companies like cleaning and then they're doing this. Oh, it's so complicated. One umbrella company. They'll do it all. One invoice a month. You want to skip? You got to skip. You got an office block that needs cleaning or clearing out? Somers Waste Solutions will do it. These guys, I'm not finished, Catherine.
You've got to say about the confidential waste shredding.
I'm not finished. These guys are the bollocks, right?
Oh, no.
They will sort it out. If you're using anybody else, I guarantee any other company you're using are losers. Criminals,
wow.
Dodgepots, probably cheating on their wives, wow. And husbands. Get rid of them. Somers Waste Solutions, they don't do half of what I've just said, all right? It's tough to call.
And there's a cat.
Forget the cat, right?
No, we can't forget the cat.
Somers Waste Solutions, it really gets me angry when I find out that people aren't using them for all of their cleaning hygiene needs. They're going to save you money. They're going to make your company greener, right? And if you don't lose them, you're a jerk and I'm just not interested in you, so you can get lost. I don't even want to talk to you.
Wow.
Big up the Gregorian.
Okay.
We should get married. This is what we're going to do. Oh. He does sorts out like divorces and stuff, right?
Does he do bigamy trials?
This is what we're going to... Very big of you. This is what we're going to do tonight.
No.
Catherine and I... Not tonight. I am a qualified priest in the Universal Church of Life. And that's a fact. That's a fact.
I mean... That's you could also be fact. A qualified priest in that particular church if you have a computer.
Here we go.
He's getting his credentials out again.
It's the badge. That's the badge.
Looks official, right?
That's the badge, right? So I can marry... And this is actually genuine, right? It's genuine. I can marry anybody.
No.
Yeah, I can. I can, actually. I can marry anybody, right? You don't need a collar in this church. This is real. I've got the paperwork. Just, you know, it's somewhere.
He's got documents.
So I can, what I'm going to do is, you and me are going to get married. I know you're married. I can't do divorces. You're going to have to speak to Richard. Then you and me are going to get married. And then, because I can't stand you... Sorry, that came out. And
seems like an excellent basis for marriage.
That came out, and that was private. And I'm sorry that I said that. I'm not sorry I said it, actually. Better out than in. Or is that just wind? I don't know. That's one of the reasons I don't like you, is because you just let rip any time of the day or night. So we're going to get married. I'm going to marry us, and then we're going to speak to GELaw.co.uk, and they're going to get us divorced. Poseidon Safety Management. they operate in Devon and Cornwall, and they're making Devon and Cornwall a whole lot safer because it was... you know New York in the 70s?
The Wild West country.
No. That was El Dorado. Eldoradum. Eldoradum. In the 70s, New York was just like... You've seen the movie Escape from New York, the documentary Escape from New York, starring... Not Cliff Thorburn.
No.
He's friends with...
Goldie Hawn. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell as Snake Plissken. Right?
Plissken.
Snake Plissken.
Plissken.
Gallabanani. Snake Gallabanani, right? And that is a documentary about New York, was what it was like. That's what Devon and Cornwall was like. Except more racist.
And with more leather.
Until Poseidon Safety Management came along. You hearing me, brothers and sisters? They cleaned up the streets. They were like the A-team, travelling around in a black van with a big red tick on the
Never
side of it.
Never killing anybody.
If you couldn't find them... And you can then maybe you could hire Well, you can find them. We're giving you the... Maybe you could hire Poseidon Safety Management.
That's the tagline. Easier than the A-team.
And that's Howlin' Mad Murdoch. Also Print Limited. I need to talk to you about these guys. I need to talk to you about Andrew and the... It's a one-man band. And he... He was working for some company.
You don't need to know who.
It was Poseidon Safety Management.
It wasn't.
But it wasn't. But he was working for some company, and he saw the way... And I've worked for companies. I've worked in her company. And I've seen the way that she treats the little people.
Yeah,
you guys.
Like dirt, yeah.
You guys.
Like dirt.
Like scum. like the scum that some of you are. I'm not saying who Paul Paranoid and Jenna actually. And Andrew was there and he went, I can't live like this. I'm a human being.
I'm not a number.
I am a human being.
I'm a free man.
I'm out of here.
I'm a salesman.
And he left.
Mm-hmm.
And when he left, I believe he did a
flick the V's.
He flicked the V's and he did a dump in the boss's drawer. That is by the by. We all have tempers. We all get angry. He set up his own printing company, right?
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Also Print Limited.
Well, that's coincidence, because we're just...
AlsoPrint.com is the website you want to go to. And specialises in, like, security stuff. He should speak to the Poseidon guys. The Poseidon guys should speak to him. Specialises in, like, security stuff, like parking tickets and stuff like that. But if you are... If you've got, like, if you're on a venue... Or you've got shows coming up.
You've got to make tickets, basically.
Well, tickets.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. There aren't going to be any live shows, safe live shows, for another 3 or 4 years because we're all going to die of COVID-19 if you go to the theatre.
I'm not.
Print the tickets up. Give alsoprint.com a gig. Print the tickets up. Get him to do the holograms. He'll do the holograms for you. He'll put it all on there.
He'll do a scratchy.
He'll do scratchies for you. He will do all of these things and more. It's Andrew.
He can also do tabards with names on.
It's Andrew.
Uniforms.
But he doesn't like to do those so much. He can.
He will, though, and he won't complain.
He will do them. He would rather not do them. Maybe you've got a shop. You know, I want to open up, but I can't because of COVID. Well, you can because he'll print all of that crap that goes all on the windows and the doors.
Oh, and the stay here and stay there stickers
okay,
for the
floors.
I think
we talked about these guys enough now. That's that.
Poseidon Safety Management got a phone call at 2 o'clock this morning from someone shouting, penis.
Oh, no. No.
Now, I think we should all stay here until whoever it was comes forward. Don't you?
Yeah, all right. Who was it? Who shouted penis at Poseidon?
At the call handler. It wasn't even Zeus's owner. It wasn't even the boss.
I'm tempted to phone up and shout penis to them now.
So?
Because they are grasses. Turns out Poseidon are grasses.
We are all going to sit here until the penis shouter makes, I'm going to guess, himself known.
Are we sure the caller didn't get cut off midway through saying Peninsula, says ADS? That's too long a name. Speak to our good friend Daniel from Mansfield.
Hi, yes. Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, Daniel from Mansfield.
Hello. Can I just say you guys are helping me out so much with my autism. It's just so nice.
I had a very lovely chat with we watched a great film, right? 40-minute documentary on YouTube called...
Rubik's Cube Man.
No, it's called The Speed Cubers, right? And it's about people... It's about two guys who are the world record people at doing the Rubik's Cube. I don't want to give away too much, right? It is surprisingly... It's surprisingly beautiful. I was in tears in a couple of points. It's really joyous. It's a bit geeky and in a wonderful way. My kids love the Rubik's Cube and it was too hot. We did a lot of video games today, but I said, come and watch this film with me. I think you'll enjoy it. And one of the guys, it focuses on these two people, and one of the guys is autistic. And it allowed me to have a really nice conversation with my kids. My 10-year-old went, what's autism?
Uh-huh.
And... I mean, I don't really know if I'm completely honest, but we had a really nice chat about what I think it means and, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. And it was lovely. And it's a really good film. I recommend you go and watch it. Netflix, The Speed Cubers, The Speed Cubers on Netflix. Go and watch it after this. Jesus.
Definitely. Yes. Don't do anything else until you watch this.
Anyway, Daniel.
Yes, sorry, but no, thank you to both of you. You guys are just amazing, and the community, the in-stream, are just lovely people, and I can have a nice chat with everyone, and your quips on Twitter are superb. When people don't like you, they don't. They've just got bad taste. If they don't like you, then they're silly, because you're brilliant, both of you. So thank you for helping me massively.
You're very, very welcome. You're very welcome, Daniel. Thank you very much indeed.
To a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.